Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And you're listening to the 17th anniversary week programming of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is our 17th anniversary week celebration, and we're doing it with just about every one of our guests this week are people who've been with us since 97 or 98. I call them the original founding members. Couple are 99 models, but just because they've been so dedicated to us all over the years, we brought them in this week too. But Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely a 98 model. He's one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, one of the organizations that I've been encouraging you to know more about and to follow and to support with your efforts, with your contributions, for the great work that they do to try to, they go best two falls out of three with people who want to raise or improperly spend your tax money. And Pete's one of those guys that's one of our champions. He's our good friend, Pete Sepp. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, we knew Pete when he was an intern. That's how long we've known him. He just showed up over there and they put him on payroll. Now he's the president.
It's been a few years, that's for sure. Yeah. I started out answering phones at that place 26 years ago.
Wow.
You know, 1988, those were the days before internet. Fax machines were still in their infancy. Activism was a whole different ballgame.
Right.
Still the same kinds of people motivated on behalf of limited government, but different ways of communicating with them.
Back then, it was a cause. Now, it's activism is an industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it has become one in and of itself. And
yeah.
I think that's generally a positive development. I think that the Internet, too, has allowed information to spread so quickly among activists that it's very beneficial. I see that in ballot measure activity,
right,
for example.
Right.
This election was a very good indicator that activists among the states are sharing ideas with each other and figuring out what works, adapting them for their state environments, and moving forward. Look at what Tennessee did. They affirmatively banned an income tax in their own constitution. So there's really no possibility of a broad-based wage tax being implemented in Tennessee without a real uphill climb.
How about that? Well, and you're a global thinker. The work that you do connects with people around the globe. Is there any other country in the world that has the watchdogs that America has?
Probably not. Now, there are some countries that are emulating us and have homegrown movements that have done a very good job at watchdogging. I think our neighbor to the north, Canada, has made a lot of progress in that regard. They're doing things like reforming their corporate tax system, balancing their budget, bringing their debt back under control. We're certainly not doing that.
Right. Well, I suspected that America's indignation industry, I'm going to call it that, the indignation, that's pretty good way to say it, isn't it? Industry on both sides, on all sides of the issue, right? I mean, the pros and the cons, depending on which issue it is. We got them lined up, maybe two or three deep on both sides of the issue. That's, as you say, that's a good thing. It shines an antiseptic light on the issues, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And we find that even partnering with those on the left side of the political spectrum is a very rewarding experience, not only for us professionally, but for taxpayers. We've worked a whole lot with organizations that Ralph Nader founded on things like whistleblower protection for government employees and defense spending oversight. We've got a real problem in the way we spend spend some of our military dollars. They are going to weapon systems that don't work. That not only
and the generals don't want.
Yeah, that's right, and that endangers service people too.
Yeah, no question. But especially when they don't have, when they spend money on those things, and they don't have money for training and for safety and things like that. So I've witnessed that, by the way, folks, in my experience with my family, myself and my family in the military over the decades. I've witnessed that what Pete's talking about, getting out there, Pete, to the last mile and not having the money that they need because they spent it the wrong way. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about how pervasive the indignation industry or the advocacy industry is in America is because this is the point that I've made before, Pete, when a president goes abroad and creates some kind of a pact, some kind of an agreement with another country that will do certain things and to get them to do certain things, like what President Obama did with China in his recent visit, right? The one-sided environmental thing. Well, here's the thing. We have activists in America that will hold the government to those pacts. China doesn't have those people. See, I mean, never mind whether the president wants to, really wants to do what he says he would do, or which I believe that he does. But never mind whether in fact, the thing is most of that stuff will happen after he's out of office. But we have watchdogs here in America that will make us perform, and China doesn't. Countries like China and Russia, they don't have. So that's what bothers me about these kinds of deals.
Well, sure, and as hard as we try through organizations like World Taxpayers Associations to foster that kind of activism, it's still not robust enough in many places. There is a Russian organization, but, you know, I'll say this with all sincerity, the folks there are under a lot of pressure to not make waves. And in fact, one of the former presidents of the Russian Taxpayers Association was gunned down
The
street in Moscow.
When?
I mean, when you think about that.
Wow. That's one of your peers.
Yeah. And in this day and age, you know, this isn't Revolutionary War America where you might be hanged, where you're plunging your... It was happening now.
Wow.
And that is a scary thing.
Well, you know, a few years ago, one of Steve Forbes, who, by the way, Steve's going to be here on Friday, folks. One of Steve Forbes' reporters, one of his editors in Moscow, the Forbes editor in Moscow, was working on an article on the oligarchs, and he was gunned down. I mean, that's what happens in these other country folks. That doesn't happen in America. That's the reason why these kind of deals are troubling to me. Quick break. We're going to be right back with Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check that out. And we're going to talk about tax reform. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.